So the works of the flesh in this chapter are manifest. Somebody tell me what manifest means. What is it? What is manifest?
Exposed.
Excuse me?
Shown or made evident.
Made evident. Can't be missed. It's man, if something's manifest, you have to have your eyes closed to not see it, right? The works of the law are manifest, and we have this long list that is given to us. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Some of these things we see as horrible in anybody. Others we may not think are so bad. Do we know what lasciviousness means? Somebody tell me what that means. We know what adultery means. We know what fornication means, a wide range of sexual sins. That's what it means. And it's not my idea that we spend all morning on this list. But you know, lasciviousness is just loose living. That's what lasciviousness is. Man living with no principle, no guidance. If it feels good, I do it. Does that sound like the world you came out of last week? That's everywhere around us, you see. And the remedy for that is not a law. The remedy for that is Christ, isn't it? Whatever we pick out of this list, we might have not thought envying was such a bad thing. Right here it is. Envying, wishing that I had something that somebody else has. The Lord says its source is from the old man, from Satan. Murder, drunkenness, revelings. It was my mind to speak, and the Lord led me another way last night. It was my mind to speak in Belshazzar. Remember the party? I thought of it when the brother spoke about the Titanic. Do you know what people were doing on that boat that night? The orchestras were playing. The gambling was going on. The wine and the liquor was flowing. It was a party time. Bam. The Lord God says the party is over. And I thought of Belshazzar. Do you remember what he did? Oh, he had a big party. He had 1,000 of his lords together, reveling, drinking. And then they take the cups that came from the temple. And they drink out of them, mockery to God. They praise the gods of silver and gold. That's what reveling is, you see. It was just a big party time. And he says, if I've missed something, and such like. Oh, that's wide.
I wonder if we could just think of the word manifest that you brought before us. And another word is the word that Emil brought before us, and that's influence. And as we tie these two together, young people, you know, I think we've all been in a position or had the conversation where you hear or I've said, you don't know my heart. Only God sees my heart. You don't know it. Yeah. Well, that's true. That's an absolute true statement. But what flows out of the heart? What we're being influenced by. And here we have this word manifest. It's made known. It's made known to everyone around you who's looking at you. So what am I doing? I don't know your heart. No, I don't. God knows your heart. But you're revealing what you're being influenced by, which is what you're being occupied, that which you're feeding upon, by the manifestation of the works that you are living. Is that something that is bringing fruit to God? The fruit of the Spirit, and or is it the fruit, the manifestation of the energy of the flesh that is in me? That's the question. I don't know what's in your heart. No. But you're manifesting to me and to others in testimony by your very lifestyle, how you present yourself, how you're going about the things you're occupied with. Think of this list and more. And so, young people, it is manifest, it is open by our lifestyle, our manner of life.
I want to go back.
One second, Brother Chuck, please. Yeah. If you are sitting in the front or if you are sitting in the back, are you with me? Because, again, if you have a comment, you want to whisper to the person next to you, I'm going to call your name. So I'm just warning you now. So I want you to sit up, and I want you to kind of look at me. I am sitting across exactly from you, and I'm watching everything. Am I clear? Do I need to speak a little bit louder? Because I'm going to ask questions, and I'm going to put you on the spot. This is just fair. This is a Bible reading. So don't let the enemy, don't let Satan, if you have a comment or something to say for our edification, please share it. If you have something special that you want to tell the person sitting next to you, please wait after. Is that clear? Yes? No? Is that clear?
Yes.
All right. Now, that's a warning because I'm calling your name.
I want to bring out what we had a minute ago. The brother asked, how do we please the Lord? That really is a wonderful question as we think of this. Before I came to Grove City this year, I went out and I worked in the garden. I've got maybe 30 tomato plants. I'll give them as an example. Let me tell you what I never did to any of those tomato plants. I never got my hands around them and squeezed them to make a tomato come. I never threatened them. I never told them I'm not going to give you water. What did I do? The same thing you have to do in your life. I had to see that there was good soil. I had to keep it loosened so it could get to the roots. And I had to pull the weeds. Oh, yeah, we have weeds in our life. We have things that hinder the Spirit of God from working in our lives. We have perhaps some of them here this morning. And we have to remember, I'm influencing someone else all the time. Everything I do, others are watching me. How do I pull the weeds so that the fruit will come? I read the Word of God. You know, I'm not going to say much about the man that's here at the conference, but many of you may know he came forward last night and he wept. He cried like a baby because he has many things in his life that are hindering the work of the Spirit of God. Young people, you don't weed your garden, you're going to find exactly the same thing. You'll find a situation that pretty quickly it's out of control and you can't control it. This is how we please the Lord. We judge ourselves. I don't ask John to come and tell me what I'm doing wrong. In the presence of the Lord, I judge myself. Here's something that needs corrected. Lord, help me to fix it, to make it right. Now, we see down here that this is fruit. It is fruit produced in your life, in mine, by the Spirit of God. Isn't that wonderful? That He produces what you're talking about a minute ago. He produces fruit that brings honor to Christ by the very things that we see coming out here.